In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Robert U. Johnson, age 74, of Campbellsville, died Thursday in Florida. He is survived by his wife, Cheryl Johnson, one son and daughter-in-law, Mark Johnson, and wife, Letitia, of Campbellsville, two granddaughters. Funeral services for Robert Johnson will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with entombment in the Auburn Cemetery. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Good Hope Baptist Church Building Fund. Mrs. Frances Gaddy Klinkselis, age 78, of Mays Court, Campbellsville, died Wednesday at Hart Memorial Hospital after an illness. She is survived by her granddaughter and her spouse, Lakita and Christopher Gooden of Campbellsville, two great-grandsons, special friends Vernon Wilburn, Brenda Allen, Susan Walters, Congressman Ron Lewis, and others. Funeral services for Frances Gaddy Klinkselis will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Campbellsville Baptist Church with burial in the Crown Hill Cemetery. The Lyon-DeWitt Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. James Jimmy Bottoms, age 51, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. He is survived by his soulmate, Patty Gribbins of Elkhorn, two sisters and one brother, Marcella Cox and Betty Jean Bottoms of Campbellsville, Timmy Bottoms of Elkhorn, special friends, brother Donald Ball and Vivian Cochran of Campbellsville. Private services for James Jimmy Bottoms will be held today. The Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. George H. Sexton, age 86, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. Survivors include his wife, Jewel Dean Ford Sexton, two sons and their wives, including Joe and Angela Sexton of Campbellsville, three stepsons and their wives, including Tim and Ione Ford and Trent and Trina Ford of Campbellsville, two grandsons, eight step-grandchildren, two step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for George Sexton will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home. The family requests that expressions of sympathy take the form of donations to the Taylor County Relay for Life or the Campbellsville Christian Church Building Fund. Mrs. Florence Marlowe, age 94, of Campbellsville, died Monday. Survivors include one brother, Eugene St. Clair of Campbellsville, locally by two nieces and one nephew, Helen Rice, Dee Dee Davis, and Donnie Penn. Funeral services for Florence Marlowe will be Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Brookside Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Paradon Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Sarah Newcomb, age 74, of New Albany, Indiana, formerly of Greensburg, died Sunday in Indiana. She is survived by her husband, Ewan Newcomb, two sons of Indiana, three brothers, Wallace Aiken and Buford Aiken, both of Greensburg, Herman Aiken of Willisburg, two sisters, including Maydale Shirley of Greensburg, 10 grandchildren. Funeral services for Sarah Newcomb will be Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Kraft Funeral Home in New Albany, Indiana, with burial in Indiana. For more information locally, contact the Coward and Parrot Funeral Home in Greensburg. Mrs. Minnie Maddox, age 88, of Taylor County, died Monday at Grandview Nursing Home. She is survived by five children, Wesley Maddox Jr. of Louisville, Elizabeth Patton and her husband Clifford, Gloria Sebastian, Gladys Maddox, and Perry Maddox, all of Campbellsville, two sisters of Indiana and California, one brother of Indiana, two sisters-in-law, including Maxine Maddox of Campbellsville, special sister friend Corrine Pendleton Walker of Kirksey, Kentucky. Funeral arrangements for Minnie Maddox are incomplete and will be announced later by the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.